The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing well today, Gil. You know, I know we're talking about how to make your home your own when you first move in.
So what are some not big money projects you can do when you move in?
Details can really jazz things up and really add your personal touch to a home. So, for instance, it doesn't take a lot of time or money to replace or repair doorknobs and the pulls on cabinets and drawers. You could replace dated doorknobs with, you know, sleek-looking door levers. And for easy installation, just choose a lever handle lock set made by the same manufacturer. That'll help you out. And prices there range from $20 to $160. Or if you've got some diamonds in the rough and you just need to polish them up, literally, a commercial polish like Wright's or Wyman shines up brass doorknobs fabulously. A little warm water and a little dish soap or a homemade paste of equal parts of vinegar and baking soda, that'll scrub off dirt and make stainless steel and glass doorknobs really sparkle.
What about cabinet hardware?
Cabinet hardware can be simple or ornate and can range from just a dollar a knob to $45 or more. Now, you want to count the number of knobs or pulls you need before you head to the hardware store. Estimating is going to cost you time and money. To replace the pulls, which are attached to cabinets by a screw at each end, measure the distance between the holes, not the length of the pulls, to assure a perfect fit. And if you're switching from a two-hole pull to a one-hole knob, for example, choose hardware with back plates that cover door scratches and holes. You want to repair loose knobs and pulls by tightening the holding screws, replacing stripped screws, or plugging gaps with wood filler applied with just a little putty knife.
Okay, sometimes I don't want to spend a lot of money or I can't spend a lot of money, but I want to make it look like I did. So what about some changes that look high-end but maybe actually aren't?
You want some faux. We're talking faux now. We recently did a series of articles on fakes that mimic the real things, like faux stainless steel and faux granite. One of the HouseLogic editors actually experimented with vinyl adhesive sheets that aimed to give old countertops the look of polished granite for a fraction of the cost of the real thing. Now, she had a solid surface, scratched, rust-stained old countertop in her mudroom office. She bought a product called Easy Faux. It's imitation granite adhesive film. She bought it online for about $60 for a 3-by-6-foot roll. You know, she said it turned out great. She was really happy with it. You can visit houselogic.com/radio to see the before and after and see how she handled some of the snafus, like getting the film to adhere to the underside of the counter lip. I'll tell you, she used a hairdryer to help the film stick, so she was very, very resourceful.
Essentially, interesting.
Essentially, the process of installing fake granite sheets involves cleaning the surface on the counter, measuring and cutting the film to fit around the sink, for instance, and then smoothing it on. Oh, and I have another great project for the green thumb set, you know, that will really add personality to your new home.
All right, great. And tell me what it is, because I need help with this, because my thumb not only isn't green, I can kill a plant by looking at it. So.
Oh, no. Well, setting up a garden room, perhaps in a mudroom, for potting plants and growing seedlings is a great thing to do, and it's a great value add, too.
All right. Now, what do you need for that?
Okay, for that, you need a countertop, you know, so you can do your repotting. Stainless steel is best because it won't rust and you won't care about scratches, which only makes stainless look more interesting. Cost for that is about $100 to $200 installed. If your budget is tight, you can use an old wood table that a few more scratches won't matter on it anyway. For storage, you want to add some cabinets. You can get deals at Habitat for Humanity's resale outlets. We've talked about them before. They're a great place to go. You can get a single cabinet for like $45. You can also rescue school lockers from a yard sale or stack and anchor fruit crates to a wall. You may be able to get fruit crates even at a grocery store. Or you can get a forged iron curtain rod with some large J-hooks. That's a great place to hang baskets for less than $100.
Pamela, this is great. As always, Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.